DFW Mobile. Patrick, hope your day's doing well. You didn't have nightmares last night, did you?
Nope, I slept like a baby after that class.
KF4NXY.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, David.
Carry on, drink my coffee, and I'll be listening. KF4NXY.
Funny tail squelch.
Bleep at the end.
That's something new, isn't it? Okay, just want to make sure I wasn't having nightmares from that class yesterday.
Forces the reason why I don't like electronics.
Trying to take it in all that quick and get through this test is a lot.
Like Ed said, I'm just going to memorize the answers. They're not that hard to memorize.
Gary and David are giving you some tricks to remember help with the answers on the test, so that's good to know, too. Watching Chapter 5's video this morning on the way down the mountain. To say watching, but listening to on the way down the mountain.
Did you go to sleep?
It actually helps keep me awake. Somebody talking in your ear. So, something to keep my brain active other than just driving. Some injury this week other than Monday morning?
Nah.
Taking any of the, online prep tester information in yet?
Tested yet. I need to get on there. I just been putting it off. I need to go ahead and start taking some of the practice tests anyway.
Any of the practice tests, but I have been taking some of the review information. You can do it a couple different ways with amstudy.org. You can go through and it'll ask you the question and then you pick the answer. If you don't get it right, you can tell it explain to you why you didn't, or if you put I don't know, you can just tell it to explain and it will.
Good. You know, you really need some background information. You know, what is resonance? What is impedance? What is Q? What is this? You know what I mean? And learn all of that stuff first and then it would make a little bit more sense.
And that's kind of what that explain does. It lets you read it. It'll show you a problem. It won't show you how to work it, but it will show you the problem and how to, you know, you write it out on paper, and then you can kind of review it there yourself.
Don't quite understand why you really need to know that all this information just to get a few extra spots of frequency.
All you're ever going to do with it, yeah, but you got to remember this is for experimentation and you have a license to experiment with radio and they want to make sure you got at least a basic understanding before you start experimenting with things because you could really cause some problems or hurt yourself. Andrew was just asking Ken if he'd heard you.
Good morning, Andrew. KN4KFW.
Peter's really bad this morning, but I was on the wrong antenna. How you gentlemen doing?
Good so far. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm too bad. It's Wednesday. How was class yesterday?
This one?
Yeah, I said just shoot me now.
Dale.
Lie on memory. And that it isn't something that I'm interested in, so I just can't. You know, can't get all excited about it.
Math or just electronic equipment or I guess pieces, resistors and all that.
bad spot.
It was more Matt last week and this week. It's just teaching you what formulas to use and what that kind of stuff. To next week is the components.
Handle that class and taking Spanish at the same time.
For HKX, yeah, that would probably be a lot after going through the last 2 weeks of the math stuff. It'd definitely be a lot trying to learn Spanish and that at the same time, but you never know.
So I've got the book, still haven't cracked it open yet. I even downloaded the study app on the phone. I don't even think I've opened it yet. I mean, I don't know. I guess part of me doesn't quite have the drive to do the extra just for the frequency you get. But, man, it would be nice to have, not to worry about what, you know, what your frequency you're sitting on.
I agree with you on that one.
I'm enjoying it overall because I've had electronics classes in automotive when I took my associate's degree. It's been a while, but didn't dive quite this in-depth into a lot of it. So, you know, it's learning it again on some aspects, but just trying to recall and put it all together. So I'm kind of enjoying it.
You're knocking some of the cobwebs off.
With the automotive side of it, it was a little more basic. So I already have some understanding of it, but like I said, this is going a little more in-depth. So hopefully I'll get it. But spend the time, I think I'll be all right. It's not so much the math that's the problem. It's trying to keep all the... what do you call it, different wording of what's what straight in my head, you know, like the Q and what it means and parallel component and, you know, that kind of thing. It's just, that's what got me.
We went over the 18 questions and that, but they didn't have any answers under them or anything. That just seems like it made it worse.
The answers on the last sheet.
It doesn't do me any good if the multiple choice questions aren't right there underneath it.
Their learning style, you might have to pick up a little something different to go along with the class, Ken.
The HavenStudy.org app would help him a lot, is because that's the way it's set up.
Sorry, lost you on that. I'll double with you.
Sorry, Ken. I was just saying, I think the Ham Study app would be really good for you because that's the way it's set up. The question, and then you got your four answers or four chances, whichever way you want to look at it. And then if you need help explaining why or want to know why, you can just hit the explain.
Yeah.
There it is, but on the phone it is $4 for lifetime.
Yeah, and I would recommend on the website. It's pretty intuitive, and if you do the account or whatever, it'll keep track of your scores so you can see how much better you're doing and all that. So it's worth just doing it on the computer.
Give me a minute. I'm going to swing in here and pick me up a biscuit this morning, I think.
We'll be here.
Hey.
For some reason, I'm wishing this week was over already. Monday just...
We had some more of the new cars come down the line. We ran six of them, and man, it's been since November since my people have built any of them, and when they come down the line, it was just a crap show. People not knowing how to do it and whatnot. So hoping today will go better, but it's going to be a little different setup today. So what happened Monday with you?
As I was driving through it, the wind caught it and blew it into the side of the truck.
What blew into it?
A chain link fence gate.
Bad at a damaged truck.
Hit the door where you come in and out. But it busted, broke the step that come in and out. So I've been dealing with that since then. Broke the hole in the aluminum on the door and busted the glass on the door.
That sucks. Was you coming out of it, or did it close on you or something?
Went in. I just got there, and they didn't have the gate pinned open like they should have. It's just swinging in the wind. Well, Monday was windy, and guess what? There it is.
4 TFW. Man, that sucks. When you going to be able to get the truck fixed?
Talk to my camper guy this morning, see if he can help me out. Just all it really needs is a piece of glass and reskin the door and put another step on it, so it's not terrible. That's why I say it could have been a lot worse. It hit in probably the best place that it could do any damage to, for it easy to repair.
Yeah, I hope you can get it done quickly.
The step done this morning, because that's the worst part of it, is no step getting in and out of here. That's a long ways up and down out of here.
Bro.
Where'd you stop to get a biscuit at? QT or restaurant?
Hardee's up there in Lyman. They're really quick at this time of the day.
And I was like, man, that was awful quick to get a biscuit.
Blade, it wasn't a line or anything, just drove right up. When I got to the window, it was already there and went on. Go to the Bojangles and do all day breakfast.
See there, but that didn't really change Bojangles' menu any for them doing all day breakfast. I mean, it didn't change anything for them.
Coming off the rest of Hardee's menu, though, I mean, they just need to turn into a breakfast place and be done with it.
I do like the hot ham and cheese, but other than that, I'm with you.
Little touch, Hardee's, and I probably had one in, God, it's probably been 10 years. We stop at a place like that, and we're traveling, and we usually get something for down the road, and they don't have anything you can eat while you're driving.
And that's, my wife won't go in one. Since the last time she went in Hardee's, they charged her to leave stuff off her burger, and she will not go back.
Church and leave it off the burger? To charge you to take stuff off of it.
I did. I don't know why, but I never heard of it either. And she will not go in Hardee's ever again. That's been at least 10 years ago.
For me, it's, you know, it's because all the darn buns have seeds on them.
Fan of that either, but the hot ham and cheese bun does not have that.
I'm a good, I think I had a chili cheese steak burger at one point in time. It was actually pretty decent, but like I said, just, I'm probably the only one in the family that would eat there, but their breakfast is phenomenal. They've got so much to choose from. I'd rather go there than anywhere else.
To the time, I'm with you, Andrew, on that one.
I stay open around here because you never see any of them busy except for breakfast time.
Around during the day, I wonder how a lot of these restaurants stay open.
See that. And when you got people that don't want to work, that just makes it that much worse. For a truck, but I still hadn't. I don't feel like they've come down as much as I want them to yet. And it's still kind of hard to find a gasoline version of a 250.
I'd like to see one or drive one of those new ones with the 7.3 in it, gas motor, just to see what they're capable of, what they can do.
Drove from the house. They got some nice diesel ones, but I don't think I'm gonna go in that direction again. Not for what I need it for.
Mission stuff now. It's hard to justify that extra expense and what it takes to run a diesel and the maintenance on them.
Come out with a hybrid truck. But I don't know. I guess the towing part of it will be the the main part. I don't know how they would do that.
Convert yours to a hybrid.
I guess it's Dodge, the parent company, was Stellantis or something. They were laying off all the people at the hybrid division until like the end of March.
In all honesty, these companies that, you know, like UPS and Stellantis and them, they got some really good deals out of their union, and now they're having to lay people off. This parking lot, I will probably lose a repeater because of all this construction we're doing, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all be safe. Have a good one, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Good to hear you this morning. Have a great day. KO4HK.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4KFW. Home with Ed last night.
Sorry about that. I was taking me a drink right quick.
Me and Smoothie riding down through here. Making me one of those every morning. I struggle to swallow big pills, and so my multivitamin and stuff for my joints, I just throw it all in there, and a banana and some yogurt and some flavorings, a protein powder, and it kind of helps me in the morning, and it helps me get my vitamins down.
For that, I was just giving you a hard time. Stop and get a biscuit. You're drinking a smoothie is what I was giving you. Down the road about.
Sitting over there waiting for me to get to my desk and start doing my computer work.
Yourself having to smell it all the way to work, right?
Man, I can handle that part of it.
I see your comment. It was good to have a few minutes to chat with Ed. Hadn't seen him or talked to him in quite a while.
Time I get to really talk to him and that, but you know, if I was him and I had a 2-meter radio and then an antenna and just needed a power supply, heck, I just piggyback it off of the one I had for my HF rig. I mean, as long as you wasn't running both of them at the same time, you'd be fine.
I'm sure you can run both of them at the same time. It's just you can't talk on both of them at the same time.
About that, Maya. My radio calls for like a 25 amp power supply, and I can't quite figure out why, because the one I have is only like a 12 amp that Ed told me with the radio that came with it. It's just a 12 amp and a surge for 14 amp, and it works fine.
Radio at 100 watts when you're doing HF? Underrated that power supply then, I don't know.
I knew if you were running one of those ATOS antennas and stuff like that, that, you know, it's probably hurting it. But, I mean, it appears to work fine. Now, it doesn't like to do FT8 at 50 watts. I just tried it just to see if it made any difference, but it makes it run hot, so I just throttled her back to about 30 watts.
And you got to remember the duty cycle of digital is a lot higher. You've got a lot longer time sitting there holding that PTT down.
Okay.
Be good to hear from Tim and Mike again.
They're just covered up down there, but they having the same issue. No, you know, no employees hardly at all, or nobody that's dependable.
I'll say that this industry here, it's still guys are jumping around and moving around and chasing the last little dollar they can get.
Speak where I'm at. You know, sometimes the issues that you already know, it ain't worth taking a chance on something else.
Roger that. Well, in these guys' defense, it seems like the only way they can get a raise is to change jobs. You know, you stay the same place 4, 5, 6 years, 10 years, and you're making the same money you was when you started, but the shop rate's going up, and you never get a raise out of it. So a lot of times the only way they can get one is to change jobs.
Man, I see it's really windy again today.
Well, that stinks. Hopefully I don't have to deal with any gates today.
I can make a quick comment. Y'all kind of want to stay away from White Horse Road right now. They got some kind of mess going on there between Old Grove Road and Augusta Road. So if y'all can stay away from that area this morning, you'll be doing good.
For the heads up, I just got off of White Horse Road. Thank goodness. I don't have to go down that far, though, but I get real close.
I'm up here in Spartanburg now, so I should be good.
I thought I'd let y'all know I'm sitting here watching Channel 4 News, and it just, you know, come on the air about that. Anyway, y'all carry on, KF4NXY.
David, I appreciate those heads up because it helps me a lot.
Well,
to take Ed up on his panning for gold, get the road to cut in a little better to the property, which is a little easier to get to it. Get everybody up there. We'll have a cookout up there and maybe spend the day together on the property. So hopefully they can get that done. I talked to Jody yesterday afternoon. So maybe toward the end of March we can arrange something like that.
I'm going to be in a bad spot here for just a minute. Be able to make it now.
Roger that. You made it in. What kind of spot is that? Must have been a pretty big spot.
I think the antenna's just in the wrong spot. You know, I got it on the front of the car now. I used to have it on the back. So I could make it fine. I think just it's so short and the car's blocking it. Because it just makes it just terrible. It just is a lot of picket fencing.
Hear that. It's funny how just that little bit makes that huge difference.
So that you and Eric were talking, I was pulling in my parking spot, and then all of a sudden I just lost you. Rolled forward 6 inches and picked it right back up.
Some places I do the same thing, like here where I'm at this morning. When I get here, I'll ease up. I got to find the right spot where I can sit and talk for a minute.
But if nobody's talking, I tell you, on Wade Hampton, that over there by the, Zaxby's. You get over there by that red light, there's a spot there, it just completely quit.
If you pull into Zaxby's parking lot, it's even worse.
Back of that Zaxby's, you might as well hang it up.
Forget it there, that's for sure. We're down in a hole. Anything exciting going on at work lately?
We were doing some work yesterday out at the main gate, and they had one side of it closed, so you had to, we had different people on radio duty because the traffic had to go around, you know, the opposite way. And that, so you had to, you know, stop trucks and then let some go when it was clear and that. So I got my hour of radio duty in yesterday.
Taking turns at it, that hour at a time, right?
And that, so today I guess we got it again today because they got to pour cement.
Plenty of experience at radio then, KO4HJX.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say 7-3 and that. I'm sitting here in the parking lot. Got to go get the party started for today. So you have a good day and be safe out there, and I'll catch you later. KN4TFW.
And I need to do the same thing, KO4HJX, and I'll be clear. Have a great day. If you're out there, you have a good day too, and thanks for the information. KO4HJX, clear.
Have a good day, too, and I'll talk to you later, KF4NXY.